nerderotic.com.
Normally, we don't bring attention to these kind of things unless they're particularly funny.
Funny.
This one's funny. Yeah. This one's hilarious.
I just knew the word was going to be funny.
All right.
Dude, we're having so much fun. Guys, we're having so much fun right now. It's so good. It's awesome.
It's just they need something to be angry about. This is the next big comic book movie coming out. How can we get our audiences angry? Because God
says the angry guy.
Since the angry guy. have you heard us yelling, losing our temper? Or have you heard us laughing a lot? That's good.
Be angry about. This is the next big comic book movie coming out. How can we get our audiences angry? Because God forbid we fucking enjoy something for once.
You know, as we're going through this segment of the video, I'm starting to feel like you're projecting your own anger onto everyone else that you hate.
Here's another video. This is from Nerdrotic. This is the Papa. This is the Papa Incel guy.
Papa Incel.
And he's used one of the meme pictures as well.
I want to get that framed.
Which button do I press?
I need to relive that moment.
Now, how can you be a Papa Incel? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a bit of a contradiction in two. If like he's the father of incels, did he procreate to get the incels? I'm so confused.
I am a born-again virgin, I am.
Okay.
Own anger onto everyone else that you hate.
Here's another video. This is from Nerdrotic. This is the Papa. This is the Papa Incel guy.
Papa Incel?
Lord Father of all inceldom. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Do you prefer Papa Incel or Daddy Incel?
Kind of like Daddy Incel. Daddy.
Cat Mama. Daddy. Father Incel.
Catty Daddy.
Catty Daddy. we gotta
see that later. Catty Daddy later. That's some good shit. Just hit play. Let's get. We don't need to hear Papa Incel. Let's hear it again. I mean, let's not hear it again. No, let's get to the rest. Yeah.
You want to see more of the video?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There's more where he talks about slapping all of us. Yeah. Mm.
Slap me, daddy.
He is the head of all the incel video makers on YouTube about movies and stuff. This guy is probably the most popular one, Nerdrotic. This guy is so fucking toxic.
100%
way more
not
toxic and popular than me.
As Jeremy would say, so you have heard of me.
And it's everyone else who's angry, mad, and pissed off.
God, I just wish I could, like, just kind of smack them in the face.
Whoa!
Everybody just relax.
Smack their single fucking virgin ass in the fucking face. You disgust them.
Now I'm starting to get angry.
Wow.
Hit play.
Pull out my gun!
I'm pretty sure that one chud who just makes video off people liking Supergirl.
Now, go into the part where he's covered FNT. You can just scroll. You can just scroll and see the video. It's pretty easy.
You don't like Supergirl. Call to violence sounds like a typical leftist.
Just go to his clip. Go to the clip on Twitter, where he goes after Ryan and Jeremy, and he talks about more slapping.
Oof!
This guy Ryan Kinnell, RK Outpost. These three are like mega incels. Gotta just kind of smack them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Smack their single fucking virgin asses in the fucking face. You disgust me. Look at all these.
Did you see the comment section?
The comment section.
Why is he such a crybaby? Look at the bottom comment. It'll come in at the bottom when he does these. Why is he such a crybaby?
No. Disprove's comment below Grizzy's tweet was the best. There's no danger of his glasses falling off his face.
I was pretty proud of mine, to be honest with you.
Somebody raped Mr. Bean or something like that.
I said this guy looks like he gets raped by Mr. Bean in the prison showers.
Oh my god,
why would Mr. Bean do that?
Because he can.
Is he played by Brendan Gleeson?
Yes. He was one of the other guards.
Well, I'll just let it go there.
Oh,
I had some goat fucker comments lined up, but I'm not gonna.
Dude, his punishment is being him.
If no, yeah, if you, I did check out his channel, and it was, fuck Israel, Israel bad, Israel evil, Supergirl, Israel evil. Oh my God, Israel, Israel.
What was the thing you said to us about, I'm glad that the right-wing pundits or so, what?
Oh yeah, I noticed that the right-wing pundits have taken time out of saving our country to comment on the inconsequential and silly pop culture. You know, it's nice. And I said it must be getting kind of tough over there. Yeah. Which it is.
Wow, according to one channel, there's just no news on planet Earth.
Oh, there's no SCOTUS decisions or 250th anniversary of America shooting in Germany.
We should watch that and record it.
Oh, don't you threaten us with a good time.
Yeah, and maybe you should release it in 2028.
27 is the best I can do.
Jeez. 27.
When was it?
I hope there's no 2024? Topical comments in there. Like, I hope we're not commenting on somebody still being alive.
I think everyone in all of those movies will be dead by the time those videos come out.
Well, I mean, obviously in the Austin Powers one, I say, Burt Bacharach's still kicking around. He's been dead for 2 years, maybe 3 years now.
He'll have been dead for a decade. People just go, that's a really insensitive thing I said. I don't know why he said it.
Why is he so horrible? I know. Why did he get his hopes up like that?
Listen, we miss Burt Bacharach, by the way.
I know. Because what the world needs now is love, you know? But apparently, according to that guy, not for Israel.
Never wanna fall in love again.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.